Hello, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. Here is Corey Hawley and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, Volume 14, Number 11. In the last edition of Clinical Review, my topic was PSN Number 29, Carbs. Unfortunately, most people no longer consume carbohydrates in their natural, original form. Carbohydrate addiction and overconsumption of refined, empty carbohydrates is arguably the number one problem with the diet that people are now consuming planet-wide. Refined carbohydrates, especially sugar and white flour in all its nasty forms, destroy insulin chemistry and ruin glucose stability. Empty carbohydrates are non-nutritive and displace many essentially needed minerals and B-complex vitamins. The long-term effect is massive depletion. Sugar consumption creates a very strong desire in most of us to consume far more than what we require biologically or calorifically. But the right carbs, like fresh greens, fruits, and multicolored vegetables, have exceptional value when used wisely in the correct amount and at the right time. They stabilize blood sugar, energize without any crash, and transfer a ton of carotenoids and flavonoids into our cellular matrix, helping to maintain cell integrity and protect cell membranes from oxidative stress. On this edition of Clinical Review, my topic is devoted to the significance and philosophical importance of getting back to nature. The word nature is derived from the Latin word natura, meaning essential qualities or innate disposition. In ancient times, it literally meant birth, so an implied connection between nature and life itself seems evident from as far back as you can go. At any rate, if you're like me, you dig nature, meaning everything excluding humankind and our toys. I crave nature and thrive in it. I'm impressed by it and never cease to be amazed by its beauty, power, and majesty. From the deep blue sea to the endless sky above, nature's realm is as magnificent as it is infinite and priceless. In fact, just last night I enjoyed a beautiful buffalo sunset here in Vernon. As the sun set, the clouds lit up into a magnificent fluorescent shade of orange, pink, and it was just a beautiful cascade of color. It hits the eyes. It has an effect on my inner life, and I am at peace. The natural food industry is empowered by nature, but all that glitters is not gold. Buyer beware. To some, nature is an effect of something supreme that endows everything with its existence and life force, or what I call chi. Here's my definition of nature. Nature, aka material reality, or simply what is a non-conscious force that demands respect and obedience. Failure to comply with the rules of nature, defined by us in physics, chemistry, and biology, leads to a life of misery and increased suffering. But if you understand the rules and obey them, nature will shower us with everything good she has to offer, which principally is a good life, long life, high quality life, embedded with a strong immune system and the resilience to protect us from infection and degenerative chronic disease. Life is a sport, and the object of the game is to succeed at being well. All sports have rules, and they must be obeyed. There are penalties and rewards, and you can't plead ignorance before the law. Of course, you can try, but all the pleading in the world will be in vain. Nature is a just employer, but make no mistake about the facts of reality. We belong to her. She made us, and she can take us down anytime without any warning. In fact, one of my life mottos is this: if you live soft, meaning no fitness or controlled physical suffering of any kind, and no dietary discipline, you'll go down hard, meaning you'll most likely suffer with some terrible chronic disease in your fifth or sixth decade of life, and end up in diapers with a damaged brain in some nursing home. Nobody wants it, but you'd be surprised at how many people end up in that state. But if you live hard, as in you purposefully subject yourself to routine physical hardship and intense exercise, and you eat clean, you'll go down soft, meaning you'll die in your sleep at age 110 after a morning walk, an afternoon workout in the gym, and a fully functional life, a happy life. Our genome evolved over a long period of time from a diet consisting of whole, natural, fresh, organic food to survive and acquire sustenance as hunters and gatherers before the dawn of agriculture. Our function-rich physical bodies lived in a state of constant motion. To sustain our existence, by necessity, we had to walk, run, climb, lift, grab, pull, tear, and manually carry everything without any technical support whatever. Today, the opposite is true. If you compare our current lifestyle as modern domesticated humans to most of our former existence, we live in violation of many natural laws, laws that keep our physical, mental, and emotional lives in check. Laws that, when obeyed, keep us well when cloaked in the essence of nature. Nature is what nature does, and what nature does for me is keep me sane. If I happen to live in a concrete jungle surrounded by constant noise, automobiles, skyscrapers, and cement, over time, it becomes increasingly difficult for me to remain calm. I get anxious and begin to lose my cool. I feel like an animal in a cage. But when I'm surrounded by nature, like in a national park, up in the mountains, or out in the wilderness, or in a desert, I feel at peace with myself. I'm calm, cool, and relaxed where the air is fresh and clean. Nature provides an endless variety of plants and animals, and they're all fascinating to behold. I mean, I can just sit for hours and look at it and feel very relaxed and at ease. The vast oceans and freshwater lakes, rivers, streams, and ponds collectively nourish the plant and animal life community that exists as a great expanse spread across our planetary terrain. It all adds up to an extraordinary bouquet of exquisite charm and beauty, and all I have to do to benefit is simply look at it and be in it and become a part of it. It's one thing to watch a nature or travel program on TV, but it doesn't compare to actually being there in real time. The effects of being surrounded by and immersed in any number of almost endless natural settings has a definite soothing and calming effect on my soul. My emotions light up, my life energy flows in sync, and my entire personality blooms inside like an evening primrose oil flower at dusk. Everything that exists is connected to the whole, including me. But if I'm away from the source too long, it's easy for me to lose perspective. I begin to wither and die like a neglected houseplant desperately in need of water, light, and nutriment. During the colder winter months, many of us retreat to the artificial world of residential home life where the environment is safe and warm, but often dry and lifeless. We watch TV, read, surf the internet, and play video games. But we still need to move physically because we're designed by nature to move year-round. Seasons are irrelevant and failure to comply will get you into trouble. In addition to hitting the gym, here are a few practical ideas to help you get the lead out and overcome the winter blues. Number one is morning and evening daily walks. Suit up according to the weather. Use decent footwear. Devote at least 20 to 30 to 45 minutes and walk at a semi-leisurely pace. Walk with a friend or family member. If you venture out on your own, consider using an MP3 player so you can listen to an audiobook, tutorial, or your favorite tunes. Music always helps with motion. Weekly hikes. In the United States and Canada, hiking is defined as walking outdoors on a trail or off trail for recreational purposes. The idea of taking a walk in the countryside for pleasure developed in the 18th century and has philosophical implications tied to the Romantic movement. Today, many hike strictly for love of nature, fresh air, stress release, the view, and of course, the multiple health benefits of the actual physical exertion. Snowshoeing. Modern-day snowshoeing is made up of casual snowshoers who hike trails for pleasure, trek through the backcountry, or even compete. The sport is easy to learn, inexpensive, poses little risk of injury, and is a great way to exert energy during the cold winter months. Snowshoeing is a family-friendly way to enjoy the beauty of nature. Additional outdoor activities during winter months include hockey, ice skating, cross-country skiing, downhill skiing, snowboarding, ice fishing, snowmobiling, and curling. Routine physical exercise, optimum nutrition, rest and sleep are obviously crucial for long-term health and freedom from disease. Everything you can do that has a positive effect on you and your environment is worthwhile doing, provided you keep it all in balance. Focus on quality, and a life of quality will follow. That's logic personified. Regarding my own personal connection to nature, here's just one extraordinary example from my own private library. I could literally provide thousands, but as I'm sure any nature lover can do out there, you've got your own assortment, your own library, and I like to think sometimes about those experiences, and that's part of the value of actually doing them. If you never do something that you are attracted to, then you can't pull the memory from inside your head and gloss over it when the time is right. So here's this example from my own library, my own treasure chest. The year is 1997. The place is Ambergris Key Island, Belize, Central America. It's 2 a.m. and the ambient temperature is 28 degrees Celsius. Tracy and I are strolling back to our bungalow along a quiet, isolated, sandy beach, holding hands. The moon is huge, bright, and so full that we have to stop and take a long look. It glares back at us with uncommon brilliance. Moonbeams dance off the surface of a perfectly still ocean surface, illuminating its presence to the edge of the horizon. Suddenly, out of nowhere, a firefly flashes overhead, then disappears back again into the void. The overall net effect is profound and impossible to forget. So here's my final message. Don't neglect Mother Nature. She can't heal your mind or body if you shut her out. Open up, take a deep breath, and exhale through your nose. Be sensitive to your biological needs. Nature needs us as much as we need her. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening. And here's a quote from our very gifted and eccentric friend, Albert Einstein. Look deep into nature, and then you will understand everything better.